So this is Advent 3. We're getting closer. So we've had Advent 1, which was the expectation. We've had Advent 2, which is the annunciation, that God actually speaks at the right time to say things. And today we come to Advent 3, proclamation. Someone being the mouthpiece of God. And it matters, because that's the way God usually works, through people. When John the Baptist began to preach, it was good news. "I baptize you with water," he said, "but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." But it was mixed with reality of where we were as people: greedy, selfish, and uncaring for the rest of the world. The good news that John the Baptist was preaching starts with where we are, not with where we should be, and speaks of where we end up in Christ in eternal glory. It also tells us of the journey where we are baptized with the Holy Spirit and with fire. This is good news. It starts with where you are. However we put it over, the Christmas story is a remarkable event. And it's unlike any story before, despite what people say. It's not God interfering with humankind, like stories of the Roman or the Greek or the Norse gods. Not one of us becoming a god, like the Romans or the Egyptians. Or even some of the Eastern religions, Eastern philosophies. This is God becoming one of us. And then when he gets here, he doesn't use his power to demonstrate greatness, but unobtrusive humility and servanthood and gentleness and obedience to that inner voice of kindness mixed with righteousness. And he invites people to participate rather than demanding the rights of a creator. This is the God we have come to know through Jesus Christ. This story of him becoming one of us is completed about 33 years later, at Easter, when he dies for us all and is raised from the dead. And we cannot divorce that story from this one. His physical mission on earth was completed, since he showed us what God was really like and offered us total forgiveness and a fresh start with God. And this is a story to celebrate. And it's an offer that's still on the table today. Like a Christmas present with your name on it, left under the tree. Imagine that. And yet, some people do that. Jesus coming as a baby in a manger showed us that God would not force us to accept his gift. But he does long for us to take it. And this is the good news that we celebrate today. God's gift is on offer. For you, for me, for everyone. It's under your tree, ready for you to open. Our Father and our God, we thank you that we can celebrate God becoming one of us. Whether we do it through funky songs or through traditional carols, whether we do it through plays or just reading the scriptures, we thank you that at the heart of the message, God still becomes one of us and invites us onto eternal journeys. So we give you thanks as we celebrate this week. Touch our lives. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.